When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But what is real is the return of your beloved Earth season, Autumn, along with its glorious array of many colored leaves. I myself ate over 600 of them just this morning. And I also can't wait to experience firsthand the Earth substance known as pumpkin spice. Apparently available for a limited time only, because otherwise it would send your population into a destructive sexual frenzy, which only makes me want it more. So while I think about hoarding pumpkin spice, you sit back and enjoy the show.
For the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon and perma-buddy of the Red Queen Marizia. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. A little over 8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
It's a very suspicious bing bong.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, you seem very pleased with yourself, which is unsettling.
Sorry, Arnie, I'm just a little excited. I have a little something for you. Okay. You know how you're the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
Yes, I am. It's an important title, which I take very seriously,
yes,
and will eventually dedicate time to.
Yes, of course. Well, what is a great warrior without... Let me just move this big wool blanket. Ah, ta-da! A great horse.
What?
I got you, Usador and I chipped in. We got you a horse.
Yeah, we got you a horse.
It has six legs. Its name is Algebra, and there you go.
Oh, why is it? I have questions.
Why is it named Algebra? Because it has six legs and it needs three bras made out of algae.
Okay, that answers all three of my questions.
Great.
Yeah, we wouldn't get you a math named horse.
Yeah. Huh. Well, this is cool. Am I supposed to... First of all, how did you get this inside the tavern?
Oh, the horse?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Arnie. It can shrink down real small, and it can go to normal size. Can't get big, unfortunately.
Well, it can, but it won't.
Yeah, sorry, I should have specified. It won't. It's stubborn, Arnie. It's so stubborn.
It's very
stubborn. I think because it has six legs, I think something about that, it'll saunter, it won't trot, it'll gallop, it won't run. You can lead it to water, it'll drink.
Okay, but can I make it? That's the thing, because I've got a weird look. I don't feel good about this, but I've just got a weird thing where I just want to make it drink.
You shouldn't.
Okay. You want to make it with a horse?
No, right. I want to make it drink.
I see. Oh, yeah, I don't know. You can try it for sure. But anyway, buddy, I am so excited for you. And Usador and I have been showing it images, visages of you. So now it knows to sort of obey your word. So go ahead, give it a command.
Just before I do that, can I see some of these images and visages of me? I'm just curious.
Okay.
Like, what are you even
showing this horse? I drew this one with charcoal.
Okay. It's a little sexy. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. That's the title of that one, is Little Sexy. Okay, here's the next one. This is sort of a decoupage.
Okay.
Then I conjured this image from the blood of its own mother.
This image with the blood of the horse's mother?
Yes, I used horse blood to conjure an image. It's a classic Foonian thing. We've talked about this a lot.
Guys,
This horse is gonna hate me.
Why?
You killed its mother to show it a picture of me?
No, no, that's not what I said. I said I conjured the image with the blood of its own mother. I didn't say I killed the horse. I only kill evil horses.
So it's a good horse?
Yeah.
It's stubborn, but good, yeah.
I just got some of its blood.
Mm-hmm. What is this process of getting this blood?
Ugh. Just give the horse a command.
Before the horse, one more question. Is this what decoupage is? All this time I thought it was something else.
No, that's it.
I think that's it. It's very pretty. Yeah, I guess I've only read it before just now when I made it. Yeah. Yeah. And these are for you, Arnie.
Yeah, you keep all those images.
Maybe hang them up on your horse. Hang them on my horse?
Yeah.
I feel like you're overburdening my horse with me. I'm just saying if you're proud of my art, you might put it up on the horse.
Sure.
You know, even if it's just for a few weeks or something, just so I get a sense that you are proud of me.
Sure.
Well, speaking of overburdening this horse with me, I'm going to ride it now.
Whee!
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm pretty high up here. Can people hear me from way up here? Between the horse and my own natural height, I'm pretty high up.
Yes, yeah, we can hear you.
Scraping the ceiling.
Who let Ookla the Mock into this tavern?
What?
What?
What's that big hairy thing on that effed up looking horse?
Is that
the Mock?
No.
Where's Thunder the Barbarian?
Oh, no. It's Spintax.
Oh, fellas. Hey, fellas, it's me.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's me. What a coincidence running into y'all here at this tavern where you're all sitting around.
Wow, it's Spintax.
It's me, Spintax the Green, master of the third, ninth, and 12th realms of Ephesius. Wielder of arcane forces, compelling the living and the dead.
This will take a minute.
Diviner of unknowable truths, caster of illusions, destroyer of lies. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dissolver of the wall of fire. Imbiber of the nine deadly poisons, author of the Pantonomicon, and winner of the Wizard's Choice Award.
Wow.
I'm a mean green magic machine. Been drinking gasoline, and only you can make my motor run.
I can't believe
I'm a green
this.
Bitch. I'm a green lover. I'm a green child. I'm a green mother. I'm a green sinner, and I'm a green saint. And I will not be green shamed, because I'm the one who knocks. And I am the terror that flaps in the night. And I beat Bobby Flay.
How? No, there's no way.
In a
what?
Quick pickled red onion ball.
Wow. So that's his weakness.
Spindex, I'm so sorry. I was up on a horse. It was a little hard for me to hear. Could you? What did I miss? What did you say?
You look like Ookla the Mock. That's a joke for my Earth constituents.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera, Star Wars ripoff. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Princess Ariel.
Yes, you've been to Earth. You spent some time on Earth. Congratulations. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look, let's not have a wand measuring contest, okay? You're both magical.
No, let's.
Okay.
My wand.
All right, here's mine.
My
here
wand
it
is.
More and more and more. It's going higher and higher. It went through the roof,
wand.
And now it's going
right.
through the ceiling. It's going to go on its own for a while.
I'm going to say, that's too much wand.
Too much wand. Yeah, at some point it's painful.
Can you even, how long does it take you to get magic coming out of that thing? It's got
to
be.
I'm ready to go. My pump is primed 24/7, man. Look, there's a little version of me waving to you as it goes by.
When you do magic with that wand, do you, like, pass out?
No, I got enough vim and vigor to fill the whole thing from every tip to every branch and every leaf, standing on end, turning it green and orange and brown.
Well, that might impress some people, but I have this 2-inch wand. And I know that if I use it very carefully and just right, I shall create some wonderful magic that will be enjoyed by all. At least that's what they tell me.
Where'd it go? I don't see it anymore. Is it in the air?
Is it in between your two fingers?
It slipped right between my fingers. Yeah. Hang on. I got it. Here. There it is. See?
That's okay.
Pretty well, nice, right?
I think it, you know what, Usador? I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you, Spintax.
Yeah. I think what you said about having a small wand is cool.
Spintax, we haven't seen you in some time. What brings you here to the strange familiar? Are you here for the upcoming Wizard's Choice Awards?
Oh, what's that?
We're hosting the Wizard's Choice Awards here.
Oh, the Wizard's Choice Awards. Yes. You know, they asked me to present.
Oh, and?
I haven't gotten back to them. I ghosted them.
Oh, okay.
Sent a bunch of ghosts their way.
Oh, no.
this.
Oh, no.
And that's not an answer?
Payback for the insult of asking me to host.
You don't want to be the host?
Oh, did I say host? Sure, I'll host.
Wait a second.
Thanks for offering. I'd love to.
I don't have the
who
power to
do
this.
Who does decide this? Who decides? When you say they ask me, who is they? Is it just all the other wizards? Like, you two are wizards.
Right. Well, you know, there's the Consortium of Wizards, the Wizards Council, and they make a lot of the decisions, but sometimes little pieces of paper appear in a burst of flame and tell us how to run the Wizards' Choice Awards. None of us know where they come from.
Your cloak's on fire.
What's that?
Cloak's on fire.
When
you did that
fire.
Little, you did that little burst. You
had
that
shit.
Little piece of
paper. Oh, fucking. Bam!
So let me get this clear. While Usidor puts that out, let me get this clear. Magic bursts of flame and messages appear. Nobody knows from where.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, we should definitely do whatever these pieces of paper say.
Not only definitely do it, help us goddesses, shan't we do it?
Absolutely, because whichever so being has the power to bring forth little missives of paper from flame out of nowhere and tell us exactly what we need to do, that must be the most powerful magical being in all of existence.
It may be directly from the goddesses themselves, for all we know.
Oh, I'd like to think so. Good theory, Usidor.
Oh, thank you.
What a cool theory.
Huh. It feels like you're being a little sarcastic, but I can't tell.
No, I think it's cool.
Oh. Keep saying that I'm cool.
Keeps giving a
cool
big exaggerated
ice.
Thumbs up.
Usidor, Spintax, who is, well, let's be honest, a much more powerful and important wizard.
Much more powerful.
Okay.
Seems to be trying to ingratiate himself to you, which seems crazy to me.
That does seem crazy, even to me.
Also, Usidor, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want this to seem like a competition. I never gave you an opportunity to introduce yourself. Did you want to do that, or is that weird now that you haven't already?
It's a little weird. I was just going to tell everyone that this morning the boysenberries in my gruel weren't very good. They were sort of, were a little overripe. And I was going to say, I've been having the worst day, and then Spintax showed up.
Oh, yeah, maybe, I think...
Should we do that? Should we introduce me so I can say that?
Doesn't seem like a rich vein of conversation.
No?
No. Chunt, do you feel like you have anything for that?
For a rich vein?
For no. About boysenberries, like how
and
much
gruel?
Oh, for gruel. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sometimes I put butter and salt in it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna head back over to my side of the bar. You guys seem to be engrossed in conversation.
Brown sugar. Brown sugar. It's a secret. Anytime someone says I have a secret recipe or a secret ingredient, you know, if I told you I had to kill you, it's always brown sugar. Here, have some.
Okay.
Should perk you up.
Hmm. It's not very good just on its own.
Oh, yeah, so you're supposed to put it in the gruel.
I finished that hours ago.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I stuck around, and you guys were talking about gruel and brown sugar. So is that what you were talking about when you were excluding me?
I wish I could say otherwise.
I was going to maybe introduce myself and do my whole litany of names.
Oh my goddesses. Usidor, did I come in before you had a chance to say your names?
Oh, well, I don't always do it these days. It's not quite that required.
Oh, say that's not so.
Well,
I hope you do say your names all the time. They're great names. You earned every one of them.
Oh,
they're cool.
Okay,
the best intro ever, best one ever.
Okay,
you can do
all
this.
Right.
You can do this,
all right.
Buddy.
I'm actually gonna come in from the door. I'm gonna run
a running start. Yeah, okay. Get a running start.
No, he's gonna fuck this up.
I am Usidor, and I
stepped on his own robes.
Oh, and his wand broke.
That tiny wand.
At a weird angle.
I know, it's like a paper that's so small you can't fold it anymore, but somehow...
Yeah, he's going to have to do magic around a corner now.
Yeah.
A master of physical comedy. I think it's great. It's funny. Usidor, you did that on purpose, and it was funny.
Thank you. Yes, I did it completely on purpose, and I'm surprised that you and Chunt didn't know that, Arnie.
Well, wizard's humor sort of goes over the heads of mortals. You need someone on par with you to really, you know, share a good laugh or a good secret.
Exactly, Spintax. That's what I've been saying to them this whole time.
And wait, who are you in this sentence? Who are you?
What, me? Who am I?
Yeah, you said you've been saying this, and who are you?
To you, Spintax, I was saying, I've been trying to explain this.
And you are?
To them. To me, Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm.
Okay, he gets it.
Yes!
Master of Light and Shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great host of Tarakas. Known to the elves as Vianyalag, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hook Sanges, known to the Northeast as Gaswini's Mesa. Is that who you're referring to?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Baby.
Woohoo.
Okay. Well,
Fireworks. Oh, cool. Fireworks.
I felt like I just watched Spintax teach Usador to ride a bike.
Again.
Arnie, Spintax and I, of course, spent some time at the Great Halls of Tarakas together. Mm-hmm. And one day, they all realized I didn't know how to ride a bike. So, they all took me out, and I ate my gruel out on the campus grounds. And oh, it was a delicious gruel, filled with nuts and berries.
But then, and then you and didn't then, learn?
Oh, then they taught me to ride the bike.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Has Usador always eaten this much gruel? I've never heard him even mention it before, right?
I know. I mean, I know that it's... I hesitate to say this. I know that it's often a grueling experience dealing with him, but...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like... What is that? It's like wet soup, or what is gruel?
I don't know. It's like... I always thought that's what decoupage is, but it's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Usador, doesn't it infuriate you when these mortals turn away and have a conversation that you're not privy to?
I know, it's quite maddening. They do it to me all the time, too.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm so glad you're here, so we can do some wizard jokes like, think about infinity.
That is fun to think about. You know what else is good is secrets, wizard secrets.
Ooh. Oh, do you have any good wizard secrets right now?
Oh, I've got a ton.
Oh.
So many, they're almost worthless. What about you?
Oh, well, I suppose I have a couple. They're pretty good, though.
You died, right? You committed your... You achieved your life's purpose and died and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I did, and then I decided not to. Yep, that's all there is to it, it turns out. I definitely really did complete my life's purpose, though. So don't question that.
Yeah, because you're always saying your life's purpose was to...
defeat the Dark Lord, of course.
Right.
Which
no
definitely...
more Dark Lord.
Yeah. And then I was a ghost for a while, you know, and I thought it was interesting. And then I felt the pull back to the mortal plane and said, there must be a champion. And I thought of the day I was first born by a conspiracy of rain and wind and birds and fire that demanded there be a champion. And I said to myself, let that champion step forward once again. And then I did.
As a ghost, huh?
Well, yeah, then I quit being a ghost. I decided, you know, I stepped back onto the mortal plane.
With these two knuckleheads, now they're staring at us. Don't like it so much when you're cut out, do you, fellas?
Yeah, what do you think of this, you shitheads?
Yeah, and I know this is rude, and I hate to do this. Spintax, can I have a conversation with Usador for one second?
Why ask now? But go right ahead. Just start talking low. I'll butt out.
First of all, I appreciate that, because so many times have I sort of tried to have a secret conversation at this table, and then the person sitting right next to me so rudely listens in.
Why don't we just get up and go to the other table real quick?
Okay, we will be right back. You two... Chunt and Spintax, I'm sure you guys got a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Usador, look, I'm no wizard expert.
Uh-huh.
But I sort of get the sense that Spintax is trying to figure out how you came back from the dead.
Well, but I didn't.
I know that's the problem. That's the problem. It's all fake. But he doesn't know that, and nobody can know that.
Why?
Because then they would know that we didn't really kill the Dark Lord, and the Dark Lord is trapped in the basement. Although we've been letting Blemish out more often, because he sort of thinks he's Blemish a fair amount of the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I hear what you're saying. We definitely don't want to let people know that we have the Dark Lord trapped in the basement, and that he's not really dead, but I really want to impress Spintax.
Well, that's the thing. I think you just gotta come up with something cool. You can't just be like, I don't know, just did. You gotta come up with something that seems convincing. He seems to really, like, crave whatever secret you have. And if you want him to still think you're cool, you gotta give him something.
Oh, I've got it. Watch this. how are you two doing over here? Catching up?
We haven't said one word to each other.
You two are deathly silent.
Didn't say anything to one another at all?
The only thing I could think to ask is if you still have fucks. Is that a big thing for you? That you do that?
Did I fuck?
Yeah.
Here and there.
All right.
Yeah. And I was going to ask if you had a horse.
I've had a horse.
Okay.
I don't have one now.
Perfect.
I find if I need one, I can just take one.
Nice.
Spintax, I have to admit, I told you a little fib before, and I apologize.
What? You know I'm a destroyer of lies.
I know, and here you have destroyed yet another and revealed the truth beneath, for I wouldn't have been able to come back to life without the use of this
stone.
Special crystal.
Yeah, stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of a geode. It's kind of a pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool. You had this when you died? It had to be on your person? If I had it on my person and I completed my one true purpose? Or is it just a you thing? Do I have to find another one? Tell me where they are, Usador!
I would love to tell you where they are.
Guys, settle it. Look, let's take a quick break and let's sort of calm ourselves down a little bit, and then we can talk about wherever this bullshit geode came from.
Why don't you calm yourself down during this break?
Don't tell me to calm down either!
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm yourself down. I don't need to be calmed down.
And I'm never
I
get
could yell at you for another set of mineral spots
so
if you
roof
so desire
second.
It.
Sorry, what's that? I'm not going to stop talking.
I just said there was just so much yelling that whole time.
Well, you made us very angry by telling us not to be angry.
Oh. Well, you can feel your feelings, I guess.
Oh, thank you. Well, that calmed me right down.
You know that the wizard psychology is always reverse psychology, so to tell us what not to do will ensure we do it.
It's very true. We're sort of a fickle sort. Very contrary.
We're all a bunch of alphas, man. Don't tell us what to do.
Oh, we have an alpha on our security crew that I'm a little concerned about, but I think he's... Do you remember Crom?
Oh, yeah, he's an alpha Crom now.
Oh, Crom, that big side of beef?
Yeah, that's the one. You know him.
Yeah, he's an alpha too, huh? Seems like it. Seems like the sort of guy who smokes cigars... Drinks whiskey and, I don't know, in a hot tub with girls he shouldn't.
Look, we're all alphas here. Come on, we know it. Right, Chunt?
Why'd you ask me?
I don't know. Oh, fuck, am I not an alpha?
I'm not going to respond to that comment.
Here's something I learned, in school, which is when two people are fighting, if they can't come to an agreement or a compromise, why don't the two of you work together? And what I think is maybe... The two of you could maybe cast a spell together. You know, when wizards intertwine their magic, it can be quite powerful, quite entertaining, quite beautiful. So maybe the two of you, mix spells to make up?
What do you say, Spintax? Do you want to try to do some magic together? I imagine we could put on quite a wonderful little fireworks show for the people here, or perhaps we could cure some illnesses in the town, or I don't know. It's sort of an exciting prospect, isn't it?
Oh, I like the idea of maybe I haven't teamed up with someone in quite a while.
Why don't we start by healing Arnie?
Wait, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Oh, so many things.
All right, just a general panacea then.
Yes,
panacea?
Exactly.
Decoupage?
Yeah, panacea, whatever. 220, 221, whatever it takes.
He looks sick in the pancreas, I'll tell you that.
What? He does, yes. I have been staring through him at his pancreas a lot lately.
Yeah, it's not supposed to twitch like that.
No, it shouldn't. Arnie, would you mind if we put our lips on your belly and sucked the evil out of your pancreas?
Okay. No.
Hold on just one moment, Usador. If we're going to put on a show, let's put on a show.
Okay.
Right? Let's get an audience. They'll just magically compel everybody in this tavern to turn toward us.
Whoa, the chairs just lifted up and whoa.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
All right, Arnie, now show us that belly.
Oh, guys, this is a little embarrassing.
We're just trying to cure your pancreas.
All you forcibly assembled muttonheads are here to... You're getting a free show of the greatest wizard that's ever spouted blue magic. And he's going to cure his friend, Arnie, right?
That's right. With the assistance of my good friend, Spintax the Green, one of the greatest wizards who has ever lived.
Oh, that makes me feel good to hear, buddy. And here we go. Everybody check your pockets and you'll find a crisp $2 bill.
And people in the first three rows may get wet.
And we do have a merch table with lots of get wet t-shirts.
Yes, lots of nice t-shirts there to pick up. I'm just going to give you a kiss.
Okay. This doesn't feel like it's doing anything, but thank you.
Quick decoupage at this moment. This is beautiful.
How does it look,
Spintax? And I'm going to French it from behind.
Whoa, hey, hello.
Oh, boy. That's salty.
Let's look at his pancreas again with our incredible vision. Seems to be twitching less. We've done it, everyone. We've done it.
In but 4 days, that pancreas will shrivel up and die. He'll pass it out of him. Like so much powdered root beet.
That can't be good.
He'll never even know he had a pancreas at all.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Typically when I see wizards combine magic, it's like these, these strings of light that shoot out and twirl and twist together to form beautiful sort of neon images. But this is more of like a two-man shtick.
Yeah.
Do you feel different?
I don't. Are you two talking without us again?
Well, we just shot out some
beautiful neon magic that turned into a beautiful neon unicorn that danced across the bar.
Fuck.
Yeah, and you guys were like talking during it.
It's rude.
Well, I was just going to say, it didn't feel like you were sincerely working together. It felt like you two were agreeing to not work together in your own wizard ways.
Well, there are lots of ways to work together. Sometimes you complement each other. Sometimes you combine specific skills. Sometimes it's about a balance of different skills coming together in a way to form a whole.
Sometimes you go to Wizard Fuck Mountain, as I've heard.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Wizard Fuck Mountain. That's
been a while.
That's my old stomping grounds, and that's why they asked me to leave, because of all the stomping I did.
Too much stomping.
It was unwelcomed and unasked for. And I should have read those signals sooner.
Sir, this mountain is for fucking.
And I apologize for my misdeeds, and I promise to get better. I'm committed to my recovery.
Well, that's why they have those slippers right at the valley's entrance. You can just take off your boots and put on those little slippies, and you don't have to stomp around anymore.
And I'm doing a lot of self-improvement, too, and I don't need to have the, I don't need to be stomping to enjoy a nice wizard fuck.
Sure. Wonderful. Can I ask, we've been talking so much about true purpose. Usador's true purpose was to defeat the Dark Lord, and when he achieved that, he had the true death, blah, blah, blah. What is your true purpose?
Oh, and let me just tell you what my true purpose is so that you know the very utmost reason and cause of my undoing. I'd love to tell you.
He's being sarcastic, Arnie.
He's giving another big, enthusiastic thumb up, Arnie.
Yeah, let me tell you. I'd be glad to. You know what? I have my one life's purpose, my one true purpose as a wizard that I'm supposed to achieve magically, but some say I'm avoiding it. Some say I'm afraid of it. And all of those people I've buried 6 feet below a crypt. That are also buried.
Below
I buried a crypt?
A crypt?
Yes, below a crypt. I buried six the crypt and I buried the ten. Naysayers Ooh. Below it.
Feels like overkill.
I just say that I decide what my one true purpose is. And my one true purpose is spreading meatless meals all across Foon. I've got my own brand of Inconceiva beef.
Inconceiva beef?
It's just as good as cow meat, but it's not cow meat.
I'd love to try some.
It's a zombified fungus that I feed cow's blood to. It doesn't have any meat in it, but it does contain cow's blood. Okay. No meat.
Do the cows have to die to get this blood?
Arnie, we went over this earlier in the episode.
No, the cows don't have to die, but it is a convenient benefit because then you don't have to feed them anymore.
Yeah. That's fair.
Well, then you can have Inconceiva beef and regular beef side by side.
And that is a wonderful pairing.
Now, I have seen ads around town for Unconceiva beef. Is that a similar product?
Unconceiva beef is the trash that I scrape off my boots after I do a full stop at Wizard Fuck Mountain. And the stuff that I'd scrape off my feet then was nasty. Think of all the fluids and gluids and things that a wizard can produce. They're all over the soles of my feet. And that's what Unconceiva beef is.
Yeah, you don't want to touch that stuff, Chunt. You haven't had any, have you?
Let's say no runs to the bathroom.
He'll probably be in there for a while.
Huh.
No, that's all right. Him and Spintax don't have much to say to each other anyway.
It was almost tense. I was wondering in that silence, did we fight last time I met? I hit him? I forget.
I think so. It's hard to tell.
No, probably not.
What have you been up to? We haven't seen you since the Wizards Council meeting, I think. It's been a couple of years. What have you been up to, Spintax? I mean, you were too busy to show up when I tried to invite you here when Usidor was on his deathbed.
Oh, yes. Finding out that my friend reached his one true purpose before I did and didn't send me off into some sort of middle-aged malaise where I questioned every choice that I've ever made and wondered if perhaps I'd made a mistake and I should have done the thing that I was put here to do and stopped stalling. And, I didn't just crawl into a crevasse in the northern ice fields and cry and cry until my tears froze me in place and it took me nigh on to a year to crawl out.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't do that.
No, not at all. I've been doing great. Things are going great. They're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades.
Getting good grades?
Yeah, my feet are so bright I gotta wear shades, man. I'm happy.
Okay.
Happy Spintax. I'm glad for our friend and glad to hear he's back.
I would say a lot of people accused me of putting off my true purpose as well. To those at the table who are not Spintax. But you might as well go for it. Once I'd done it, I felt so good, even though I was turning into a beam of white light and shooting up into the sky.
White light, awesome!
Thank you, yes. And, but, you know, all I needed was just a simple geode filled with magical properties to bring me back once I was a ghost. So you might as well do it and just see what happens.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Oh, what?
I'm going to fulfill my true purpose. And die. Never to come back, never to be a part of anything going on in Foon or any of the realms of Ephesius ever again. It's time. You've convinced me. Time to grow up.
No.
This is going to be a big bummer on the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, yes, exactly.
And then I'll be in the in memoriam. I will rule the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh, we'll finally have to have an in memoriam. It's so boring.
Yes, do you know
how
rare that is?
It's the worst part of the show.
They couldn't even do one for Usidor because he couldn't die. He wouldn't die, and he didn't die.
Oh, well, I would say, why don't you stick around just for the Wizard's Choice Awards and then. You know, the next time we have one, we'll put you in the in memoriam.
But we just would like to have you there, I think. It's only a few weeks away.
A few weeks?
Yes. Arnie, can I tell him the truth, please? Please.
No, this would be bad. I think just give him the geode.
What?
Just give him the geode.
But then he'll find a this thing and he'll just disappear and he'll never
come. I don't know. He seems like he's got a lot going on. I think he just doesn't want to do his true purpose. He just wants a little safety in case he accidentally does his true purpose.
Yes. Spintax, I would like you to have this geode, and just in case you accidentally complete your true purpose, it'll be sort of a safety net for you, you know? Just come back as a ghost. Then when you're a ghost, take the geode and speak the magic words directly into the facets there and say, I'm a big green butthead.
I say I'm a big green butthead?
Right into the facets of the geode.
And that's what you said?
Yes.
You said, I'm a big green butthead.
That's right.
I imagine it was a coincidence.
I mean, it feels like this is something you should have written down and told me to open up right after I did my purpose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That feels like... It feels false and a joke.
Yeah, it's cruel, almost. I'm going to be honest.
Take this envelope and open it whenever you complete your true purpose there.
I mean, I'm a wizard of truth and lies.
Mm.
That one was an easy tell.
Okay.
There's something about this whole thing that stinks.
Well, I'd love to tell you the truth, but I can't tell you the truth until this Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh.
How about at the Wizard's Choice Awards?
Oh.
Deal.
And you can tell every wizard.
Okay.
Great.
Arnie, I'm back.
Yeah?
One of my buttholes was ruined. What did I miss?
Well, there was a real danger that we were at a crossroads and having to reveal our secret to Spintax.
Arnie,
mm-hmm.
Tell him during the break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We've delayed our problem for at least a month, so we're all good.
Phew.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
And that's when I took my sword and drove it directly into the heart of the Dark Lord. That obsidian blade undid him in that moment.
Oh, wow, I wish I could have seen that. It sounds so cool. Real cool, isn't that? Chunt, don't you think that's cool?
Yeah, it was very cool.
Why don't you tell your friend you think he's cool?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Isidor, I think you are gruel. You eat a lot of gruel, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You gotta share that recipe, man. You gotta give me that recipe.
I'd love to share that recipe.
Yeah, give it to me right now. What goes into gruel?
First, you take some grain, and then you boil it in water.
Is this some kind of contagious mind virus that people care about this gruel?
I was just trying to be nice. I was just trying to be interested in him. Nice.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
I thought you were just an idiot, but you're just being nice.
No, I'm an idiot, too.
So, I'm sorry. We're being rude. Spintax, what kind of stuff can we expect at the Wizard's Choice Awards? I've never been to one before.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You're going to have so much fun. They've got all kinds of foods and boozes that you've... anything that you've ever dreamed about? That has never existed in the waking life will be there on the buffet table for you.
Yes.
Sweet nectar and ambrosia and things that only wolves and gods have eaten before.
Anything I've dreamed of?
If you can fit it in your mouth, it'll be on that table.
A chocolate bar with tits.
Hey, now I'm excited to go. Another reason for me.
Chunt, you've had that dream too?
What?
Oh, no. If you've both had that dream, it may be a real thing.
Arnie, this is amazing.
I guess so, unless it's some kind of dire warning that we need to beware of the chocolate tits.
Arnie, no, I think we just have good taste.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You, sir, what do you dream about? Any special foods?
Oh, I often dream of food.
Like travel gruel or like...
Oh, yes.
I don't know, two portions of gruel?
Oh, sometimes you make gruel with oat and wheats? Come on.
Nice, nice. Very cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, speaking of cool, the Wizard's Choice Award, we have big circus acts, and everyone sings all the wizards who made songs this year sing a song.
Ooh. All the wizards who made songs this year?
That's right. It's not just the awards. There's a lot of entertainment. And so when the wizards are up out of their seats, you'll sometimes see a pixie or a brownie fly over to the seat to fill those seats. Hundreds of them. They'll swarm together and take the form of a kind of average humanoid.
Hmm. Yeah, someone that you just sort of scan over. You don't realize that they're not a wizard or someone famous. Just sort of a lump of nothing. Like, Arnie, you could do that if you want.
Yeah, you could be a seat filler.
Okay. Oh, I have to ask. Spintax and Usador, I've heard wonders about the gift bags that they give wizards who attend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The gift bags are a thing of legend. If you reach inside, you'll be able to pull out something much larger than what was inside the bag. One year, I got a full-sized cow.
Huh.
But it was made of gold.
Ooh.
And it sang music to me at night.
Huh.
One time I got a bag that was over a mile long, and that's where I got my sword.
Wait, you have a sword that's that long too, not just a wand?
Oh, yeah. Get your mind off my wand, man.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I got a big sword. It's bigger than my wand. It's a mile long.
Wow.
That's got to be dangerous.
Yeah, for everyone but me.
I wonder what happened to that gold cow that would sing to me at night.
Well, it's made of gold, so it's probably where you last left it. Where'd you last leave it?
Ooh, would have been back in Hog's Face.
Oh, that's good. Does gold burn?
It melts. Burns. Yeah. Melts, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we'll see what I get you this year. And the bags themselves are also incredible because they're alive.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they love it when you pull stuff out.
Oh, they love it. It's all they were born to do was to hold things and have things pulled out of them and things put into them. Kind of like you, Chunt.
Oh, thank you.
What a great compliment. Maybe that's your true purpose, Chunt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been thinking about it. I think my true purpose is to love and support you two.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think everybody needs to have a big thing. Sorry, Spintax. Honestly.
As someone who has a bunch of big things and someone who does have an enormous secret life's purpose, the biggest you've ever seen, and it's so big it'd intimidate everyone.
Oh.
I'm offended by that, and now I know why we're so tense together, man.
Oh, no. Spintax, no. I'm a huge fan. The reason I was so tense is because I was wondering if you would... it's weird because we've met several times, but I was wondering if you would autograph your rookie card. I have one of your rookie cards.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen one of these in years.
Wow. Yeah, it's a supper deck. Arnie, they did a trading cards a long time ago where they captured the likeness of wizards eating supper and made them trading cards. And I I happen to have one here, and I've just been dying for an autograph.
It's a little faded. Spintax, what are you eating in this card?
You know, they asked me what my favorite meal was, and I said steak Diane. I've never had that before in my life. It's the only thing that popped into my head. I hated it.
It wasn't good?
No, I had to eat 174 of them that day.
Oh, what? No.
Because it takes that long to capture your image.
Yeah, and I eat so fast.
And they didn't give you a spit bucket?
A what?
A spit bucket.
Oh, you know, they may have. But I didn't have any spit. I just had steak. Over and over and over again. Curse thee, Diane. If I ever meet thee, I shall destroy thee.
My rookie card, you can tell it's old because my beard was all white. And I was eating gruel.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, I have one right here. Do you want one? I have several copies.
Wait, he's holding yesterday's newspaper in this picture.
Yeah, it updates.
Okay.
But it updates to yesterday.
And, Chunt, I'd love to sign that card for you, but if you take a look at it, you'll see it's already been signed.
Whoa.
Wow.
Fuck, yeah, that's the looks. Thank you so much, Spintax. Wow, that's the coolest.
You bet.
Yes, I want to heal this rift, and it seems like you already have taken steps to do so. Chunt is a very big admirer of you. I mean, very often when you're not here, Spintax, Chunt and Arnie are like, why don't you do good magic like Spintax? Why aren't you a great wizard like Spintax? Why don't you impress everyone with your great wizardly prowess like Spintax does? Why don't you dissolve the wall of fire? And I said, why? Well, I could just extinguish it, but it's not as interesting as dissolving it, so I get it.
All right, well, fine. Yeah, fine. If they're friends with you, they're friends with me.
Well, and they're admirers, too, of yours.
Well, I mean, that's not rare. You know,
well, I understand. Well, perhaps we should do one more magical light show for everyone since they missed the first one.
Ooh, all right, I'm down. I got the green covered.
I got the blue covered.
Should we make a special point of watching whatever magic they do?
I think so.
Yeah, this time we should just talk to each other and miss whatever is going on.
No, I'm not going to miss it this time.
Okay.
Are
we ready to focus on it?
We're ready to focus.
Okay. Three.
All right, guys. Two.
Three. Wait, are we doing?
We're doing like 3, 2, 1, turn. Three, okay. 2, 1, ready.
Yes.
You missed the whole thing.
That was the best one I've ever done. Oh God.
Shit. It was a beautiful light show, streams of light everywhere, and then it all coalesced into a minotaur fucking a moon.
What?
Yeah.
That's like the one thing I've never seen that I want to see. That's like my chocolate bar with tits of visions.
You were just saying that this morning that that's the thing you wanted to see.
I want to see a minotaur fucking a moon because it's always stuck in that labyrinth.
Yeah.
And at the end, the minotaur and the moon decided they should never fuck again. One time was good enough.
Yes.
Now.
It was a heartbreaking scene. The way that they came to that realization together and said they must part ways. Truly
and the magic
tragic.
Was so
beautiful.
Potent and metaphorical that it affects all minotaurs and all moons henceforth in reverse into creation, infinity in reverse infinity, that no minotaur shall ever fuck a moon, or ever has, or ever will.
It's like before sunrise, except a minotaur fucking a moon.
It's pretty good magic. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
we do good work, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I can't wait for the Wizard's Choice Awards now. We're going to put on quite a show. Do you have a song for this year's show?
You know, I didn't release one, but I do have one in the hopper, so I'm going to... I'll crank something out. I have a vault.
Great. I can't wait to hear it. Oh, Arnie, the Wheeze Wizard Choice Awards are going to be the greatest that wizard kind has e'er seen. And you will be there filling a seat and chunt. You will be there having chocolate boobs from the craft table, and all shall be excited, delighted, and we shall keep all of the great wizardly artifacts there safe from the prying eyes of evil.
Arnie, I just want you to know, I'm not mad at you.
Uh-huh.
I love you. I support you.
Mm-hmm.
If it means I missed my one thing I ever wanted to see, which is a minotaur fucking moon, that'll never happen again. For me to say, yes, we are counting down 3, 2, 1, turn, you know what? Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, also because Let's be honest. We see crazy things fucking other crazy things all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a magical land.
Yeah. Usador, Spintax, could you two maybe magic a Minotaur fucking a sun?
Gross. I guess that's allowed.
Like its own sun?
No, I didn't mean that. No, no.
Whose sun? Mine? You bastard.
Well, why don't I quick read an email here? You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's one message we've gotten semi-recently. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and possible guest? And then in all caps, don't read this part out loud. Oh, shit. I'm so sorry to do this to you, Spintax. Chunt, can I read this part of the email with you privately?
Yeah, of course.
Dan Lloyd is code for the Dark Lord. Okay, you can read out loud again. Okay. Anyway, guys, it's
you missed it again.
What happened?
This time it was two dogs holding hands.
No, that's... Oh, that's my number two. Arnie, that's my number two.
They didn't have paws. They had hands.
Oh, I was going to say whose hands, but...
No, they had four hands instead of paws.
They were both looking off in different directions, and, like, the holding of hands was their tender secret.
That's what I want. I want one dog looking this way, and the other dog's looking like, what do you want from me?
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
Arnie, that's my dream.
That's what you were saying last night.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the email. It's me, Michael, again. I don't know if you got my last email, but now I'm on season 4 at the first solstice since Dan Lloyd's defeat, and I had an idea. What if you used the mental merchant's talent to remove the memories inside Dan Lloyd so that he forgets he is the Dan Lloyd? I don't know if that would work, but thought it might be a possibility. Don't die, Michael, just some guy.
Who the hell is Dan Lloyd?
I'll tell you about it later, Usador. But it does seem like a pretty good plan from a listener. Dan Lloyd, if we get rid of Dan Lloyd's memories, maybe they would think that they're just Dlemish.
What?
You guys know someone named Dlemish? And Blemish?
Oh,
that's nuts.
Huh.
What are the odds of that?
Never even put that together.
Yeah.
Is that like his cousin?
Yeah, dumb Blemish, probably.
But yeah, I think Mentus the Mental Merchant and Vredla the Chameleon are still in Nibblebottom, so maybe we can get them back to do some of their memory sucking. I'm sure there's an actual term for it.
Arnie, it didn't help that you slowed down when you said it. You should have just raced through it.
Yeah, power through it. When you
yeah, really drew attention to it.
I really did.
Well, whoever this Dan Lloyd is, I'd love to defeat him if he's evil. That's not your true purpose, is it, Spintax, to defeat Dan Lloyd?
No.
Okay, good.
No, mine's not a defeat.
Okay.
No, never mind. No.
Okay, well, narrowed it down a little. That's
fun.
A
clue. I'm going to write this down. Not a defeat.
I write that down to myself every day.
You know what? Honestly, maybe that's going to go in the show notes for this episode. Not a defeat.
Oh, Arnie, I'm going to make a little decoupage of that saying, and I'm going to... Put it right up there on your horse, right on Algebra.
Oh, Algebra, I forgot you've been here the whole time.
God, this is a real messed up looking thing.
Yeah.
And it's all yours.
Thanks. Do I have to feed this thing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why does it have to have a bra? It's they're straight down anyway.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Algebra.
I'm not talking.
Wait, can Algebra talk?
Sure. She won't. I mean, it's just like the shrinky thing. She doesn't want to.
Algebra, you may have just made the smartest choice an ancillary character has ever made on this show. May you never speak a word. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Spintax the Green was played by that bumbling magician from the Frosty the Snowman stop-motion television special. Wait, no, that's wrong. Spintax was played by special guest Charlie McCracken. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like John Joseph Costello, Andrew Bogdan, Scawbry, Laura Sharps, Nate Rulo, Cameron M., Thomas Morris, Christopher Saracola, Jacob Peterson, Caro Salo, Jamie Kayer, Rob Sheriff, Adam L. Bryant, and Michael Copley Casey. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's an audio clip of the most recent audio meet and greet, where Patreon supporters got to ask questions to the cast, including special guest Brooke Bright.
Brooke, don't tell the guys you're my favorite.
Aww.
I was gonna ask you, fuck, marry, kill.
Anybody?
Yeah, anyone in food.
All right. Oh, God. I'm so bad at this game. I'm trying to think. I would probably, listen, I would marry Giannessa.
Good call.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super, super loving, super, like, stable, like, gives a lot to the relationship. So that's easy. Oh, I had mentioned this before. I would fuck the tree.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right?
Right? So, John Sabine, who was it? What was his character?
Cabaron.
Cabaron. Yeah. Would fuck the tree.
Sexy lovely, yes.
And I would kill Arnie.
Oh, yep. Well, thank you.
To hear the rest and get your chance to ask a question at the next meet and greet, visit patreon.com/magictavern. And please don't harbor any resentment that I was not asked to do this meet and greet and have heard literally nothing about any future ones. Don't let that clumsy error keep you away from supporting the arts, even when the arts seems committed to career suicide. You're better than that. I know I am. I could talk more about this, but sadly have been offered no forum in which to do so. Well. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.